Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Other distinguished delegations talked about political prisoners as well as detainees in Zimbabwe. We have none. On the issue of the death penalty, may I share with you that for over a decade now, we have had no executions in Zimbabwe. Currently, we have 90 inmates under death penalty. And last week in our cabinet, we received 10 petitions for clemency from the president, and all the 10 were granted. We then decided that I, as vice president responsible for the administration of justice, should put a paper on the question of the abolition of death penalty, which we have to debate. Having made that comment, Mr. Vice President, in conclusion, I wish to thank all delegations that have contributed to the discussion on my country's universal periodic review today. We have intently taken note of all the views that were put forward regarding how we can improve the protection and promotion of human rights of our people, as well as fulfill our international obligations. I would like to emphasize that the government of Zimbabwe will closely scrutinize these suggestions with a view to taking them on board in our continuing national effort. This is in line with the importance that we attach to the universal and impartial nature of the universal periodic review mechanism. I also wish to take this opportunity to reiterate that the government of Zimbabwe remains committed to implementing human rights for the good of our people. We are mindful of the imperative need for us to work towards the adoption of constitutional, legislative, and administrative measures that are in line with international human rights instruments and standards. Matters concerning human rights are a priority for the government of Zimbabwe, and we will continue to engage the Human Rights Council and the international community on these important issues. I thank you.